nachtisch de schier lili nicht mal so fettig bei Schmur. Sorry. Look to the top of that test bubble mit base. So the Gemara says that the Gzeira on Tumas Eres Ha'amim was made by Yossi ben Yoezer, Yisraed, and Yossi ben Yochanan Yishalayim, Gozu Tumal Eretz Ha'amim, Gal Kleis Kukis. The Gemara asked, either Rabbanim of Shmonim Shana, the 80 years before Churban Beis HaMikdash, that they were the ones who made the Gzeira on these things. So the Gemara says, and it's impossible that Yossi ben Yoezer and Yossi ben Yochanan Yisraed, Yishur Shalayim, were what's it called, those Rabbonim, because they lived much, much before, 100 years before. Hillel was 100 years before Churban Beis HaMikdash, and they were many generations before Hillel. So they couldn't have been 80 years before Churban Beis HaMikdash. So that's where we ended with the question. Those two couldn't be the same. So how could it be the two different generations made the same gezeirah? Elo osu inhu gozer agusha lisrof adira velo klum. What happens is like this. There are two gzeiras on Eretz Ha'amim. One on the clumps of earth themselves, right? The earth itself is matami. If you bring the earth to Eretz Yisrael, right, also has a din of tuma, the clumps of earth, and the avir. If you go into the atmosphere of Eretz Ha'amim, is also matami. And Tosus brings down that there's a shaila in Gemara Nedarim, what that means, avira's matami. Avira's matami. If you're in the atmosphere, even if you have no connection to the ground at all, the ground itself is separated from you completely. You're in a shida teva, you go in a carriage that's completely closed in into Eretz Ha'amim, but you're in the atmosphere. The windows are open or whatever. So you're in the atmosphere. That in itself is matami. It's not a din of ohel. That's as if the tuma of the ground rises up, like a regular din of ohel. But the avir itself in Eretz Ha'amim is tamei. That's one possibility the Gemara has. Or the avir is matamei because it's like an ohel over the ground. And therefore, it would have to be that you would be exposed to the ground, but not totally, what's it called, closed off from the ground. So that's the shiloh, what avir means. But whatever it is, there were two gzeiras. One as the clumps of earth itself, even if they're not in Eretz Ha'amim. You brought them to Eretz Yisrael, and a truma touched those clumps of earth, it becomes possible. And secondly, if you went to Eretz Ha'amim, you didn't touch the ground, right? Either you were exposed to the ground from above, or you were just exposed to the air completely. That was a second gzeira.
Not familiar with the air would be if you bring a bottle of air.
No, that bottle of air that for sure doesn't matter.
So that's not the air itself, it's the
place. Right. Being in that it's either the ohel of the goosh or whatever. Okay. And if you brought clumps of earth into Eretz Yisrael, then for sure it's not matami the ohel, because we're not choshish. There are more bones. What the problem of Eretz Ha'amim is that they didn't mark their graves, and we're afraid that you're going over a grave, and that there are pieces of bones or whatever in the earth. But in fact, so somebody says it's only therefore clumps of earth, but not fine sand, because you could see the bones in that. Here it's clumps where the bones could be lost. But any bone that's less, what's it called, that's a sa'ora or more, right, is matami if you touch it, but it's not matami ba'ohel. So we're afraid there may be particles of bones that if you touch them, you're tamei, but not as ohel. So it could be that they were gozer on the ground of Eretz Ha'amim, because maybe there's a whole grave there, and then they would go on the Avir because of Ohel. But if you bring a clump of earth into Eretz Yisrael, then it's Matami if you touch it, but it's not Matami if you're over it or whatever, not touching it. Ohel is not Matami. Okay, so what happened was like this. Inur gozer agusha lisrof avir velo klum. Yossi v'yossi, and I understand the Bach over here. If somebody could explain it to me, I'd appreciate it. Rashi says, Asu inhu, Yossi v'Yossi. Right? Those are the two Yossis. Yossi ben Yoezer, Yisraeda, and Yossi ben Yochanan, Yishur Shalayim. The Bach is Magia, Yossi v'Yosef. Who is Yosef? And why is he Magia and Rashi when Rashi seems to be very partial? There's two Yossis here. I have no idea what this Bach means. Okay, in any case. It was probably a simple answer, but it evades me. So also inhu gozer agusha lisrof the avira velo klum, right? The original takana of the two yosis was that that the clumps of earth themselves, if they touch truma, you have to burn the truma. It's considered vadai tame, right? The avira velo klum, and they didn't make gzera on the air, only on the clumps of earth itself. The air, there was no gzera at all originally. The Asu Rabbanan de Peshana, many years later, the Rabbanan who were 80 years before Churban Beis HaMikdash, they had added to this gzera. Gozer Avira Litlos, they made a gzera that the atmosphere, if it truma goes into the atmosphere of Eretz Ha'amin, then you're tole, they didn't make it as chomer as the earth itself, okay? Because here there's more sveikus, like we said. The atmosphere, if it's a din of what's it called, of ohel, that only applies if there's mamish, a whole body, right? But not if there's just particles of bone. There wouldn't be an ohel. So if there's not, even if there's particles of bone, which would be tameh if you touch it, it wouldn't be tameh ba'ohel. So already we're reducing the gravity of the air over the earth itself. The earth itself, if you touch it, no matter what, if there's particles of bone or if there's a whole body, it's tameh. But the air, if there's only particles of bone, wouldn't be tummy anyway. So when they made the gzera on the avir, they made it less. So originally they make a gzera altogether. And now they made a gzera litlos, that the truma, you don't burn the truma, but you can't eat it. You just leave it rot by itself. Right? And that was what the Rabbanan of Peshonim did. They added the gzera of avir litlos. So Mara says, L'meimra d'chad gzera t'havi l'sreifa. You mean to say that the original gzeira was on the ground that you burn truma? Right? That can't be. The homer ilfa yadayim tchilas gzeiras l'sreifa. Yadayim hu tchilas gzeiras l'sreifa. Hamid yachrinilo. We had before that ilfa said that when they were gozer on stam yadayim, the original gzeira was that you burn truma if you touch it with stam yadayim. There was no two stages. First they said don't burn it and don't eat it. And then they made a gzera to burn it. No, the original gzera was to burn. Mashma, only that gzera of stam yodayim was originally to burn. But other gzeras went in stages. Originally they made it to be tole and then to burn. So it would imply that if there were two different stages here, the first stage was not to burn. The first stage was leave it, don't burn it, don't eat it. And then, if they made a second stage, the second stage was to make it vadai tame, and you have to burn. So Mara says, Ela osu inu gozra gusha litlos. No, we'll change the explanation. There are two stages in this gezeira. The first made by the two yosis, and the second made by the Rabbanan of Peshonim, the Rabbanan who were 80 years before Churban Beis HaMikdash. The two yosis were gozer, agusha litlos, the avira velo klum. They made a gzera on the clumps of earth that if they touch truma, you don't burn the truma, right? Because maybe it's not tummy, but you don't eat it because maybe it is tummy. So they left it in the matzah of safek, okay? Because if it's not tummy, you can't burn truma that's not tummy. It's also to burn truma. It's also to waste truma, okay? So, but if it is tummy, not allowed to eat it. So they made it, don't eat it, don't burn it, just leave it rot by itself. Va'avira velo klum, and they didn't make any gzeira on the avir. Tosu says they could have said they made the same gzeira on the avir, and then the other ones. But Tosu says there was enough rayas that there was a time when there was no tomb on the avir. The Gemara knew there was some stage in history, right, after this point there was still no gzeira on the avir. So that's what the Gemara says. The Emes, they made a gzeira on the gush, on the clumps of earth, that if it touched truma, you're tole, and on the avir they didn't make any gzeira. But also Rabbanan de Peshana, and the Rabbanan of Peshana came after them. Gozer Agusha Lisro, they made a gzera on the clumps of earth that you burn truma. They added to the original gzera. And they said, you're not anymore going to just leave the truma. You're going to burn it if it touches the clumps of earth from Eretz Ha'amim. The Avira Litlos, and they also added that the atmosphere in Eretz Ha'amim is Metame Litlos. Then, if a truma doesn't touch the earth, but it comes into the atmosphere of Eretz Ha'amim, you don't burn it, you don't eat it, you leave it rot. As far as it says, we're still not finished. Because, okay, that's if there was only two gzeiras. But we're going to see there was another body that got into this gzeira too. Vakaki ba'usha gozer. In Usha, that was after Churban Beis Hamikdash. After the Churban Beis Hamikdash, the Sanhedrin was in Usha. Okay, so now we have a few hundreds of years, or 100+ years before Churban Beis Hamikdash, 80 years before Churban Beis Hamikdash, and now after Churban Beis Hamikdash, we find also that there were gozer on these things. This man, avav sveiko sorfin es hatruma. Right? This Mishnah is referring to the takonis of Usha. Right? And Tosus points out there are a lot of sveikas that we, that we burn truma on. But these six were specifically instituted by the Beis Din in Usha. These are six doubtful situations where, even though it's doubtful, we burn the truma. Okay? Because normally in a doubtful situation, you don't burn it, you don't eat it. These things, they made a gzera that if this, these kind of doubts, you burn the truma. And this was all in Usha. Okay, we'll see in one second. What are they? Al Sufik Beis HaPras. Rashi learns, we'll see in one second, Al Sufik Beis HaPras is where you had a grave that was lost in a field. You don't know where it is, right? And you don't know Bechlal if it's there or not, I guess. They'll have to say that in Rashi. Because Tosa says if you just don't know where the grave is, then it's a Safed Doraisa, and a Rishus HaYochid, it will be Tommy. And here it says even these Stakas and Rishus HaYochid are not Tommy. So Tosa learns differently. Tosa said, it's talking about a field that you knew there was a grave, and it was plowed. And you're not sure now if there's any bones left that are bigger than a Sa'ora. Okay. So a Safed Beis HaPras. So Sufik Beis HaPras is, you're not sure if this is a Beis HaPras or not. We'll see what that one means. The Al-Sufik offer Habami Eretz Ha'amim, and Sufik of earth that came from Eretz Ha'amim. The Al-Sufik Big Deyam Ha'aretz, Sufik of, whether this is Big Deyam Ha'aretz or not. The Al-Sufik Kalin HaMitzoyim, Sufik on all Kalin, just found some Kalin. You don't know if they're tummy or not, you have to assume they're tummy. The Al-Sufik HaRokim, you found some spit. You're not sure whose spit is it. Is it spit of an Adam Tahar or a Zav? So they made all spit like a Zav. What's it called? And it's Sufik, it's Tame. What? No, since rove people aren't a Zav. The Al Sufik may ragli Adam, she connected may ragli behema. And Sufik, urine from a human being that is right next to urine from an animal. Now Rashi learns. We're going to get to these Rashi in a second, but just for expedience, to explain what's going on over here. Rashi learns that it's a Svek Sveka, because I would assume that since this is from an animal, this one may also be from an animal. This one also may be from an animal. And therefore, what's it called? So I have a Suffolk whether this first urine is a human or animal. It's an animal, it's not metami. Right, and not only that, maybe it's from an Adam Tar, even if it's from a human being, maybe he's Tar, sex thing. Tosus says, no, the opposite is the case. Where it's, the case over here is where it's not a sex thing. And the opposite, the reason that it says that it's urine, opposite animal urine, is because when they're right next to each other, you can see for sure this is from a human being. It doesn't look like the animal. And then it's only one suffix. It's a human being, but is he Tar or Tomei? But if it would be urine that wasn't mamish next to animal urine, then I have two sveikas. Is it a human being? And is he tar? Then Tosus holds that it wouldn't be tummy. It's a sex sveika. But Rashi holds it here, even sex sveika is tummy. Al vaday magon, the al sufik tumos and sorf and satruma. Okay, so the first opinion says that it's only if you surely came in contact with these things, but you're not sure if they were tummy or not. Okay? You surely touched them, right? You touched the beged of an Am HaAretz, okay? But you're not sure if he was tummy or not, if the beged was tummy or not. That's when, on these sveikas, you burn truma. But if you're not sure if you touched it, right? You're not sure if you touched these things. Then you don't burn truma. Rabbi Yossi Omer, afal sofik magon, even if you're not even sure if you touched it. These things were a sofik to begin with, and you're not even sure if you touched it. Right? Rishus HaYochid Sorfin. Right? Then Rishus HaYochid is still a Sorf Truma. Sufik what? It's a sex thing. The sex thing in Rishus HaYochid is also Tomei. The Chachomim Omrim, Rishus HaYochid told it. The Chachomim hold no. In Rishus HaYochid, still in this situation, you're still told it. right? Because even though Suffolk Tumrish is a Yachid, it's Tame. But in these situations, there was originally only Xera. This is what's called not really a legitimate Suffolk. We don't have any reason to think that these things are Tame. Right? Rishus HaYachid told him, Rishus HaRavim Tahorim. And Rishus HaRavim, they'd be Tahor. If you have a Suffolk Mag, if you weren't sure if you touched them all together. It's only, were you sure you touched them? There it's possible either you're Tola or you're Sorek. The Omar Ula, and Ula said, Elu Vav Sveikos Ba'usha Hiskinu. These six Sveikos that you burned Truma for, these six Sveikos, that Takana was made in Usha years after Churban Beis HaMikdash. Gemara says, so we have already a third body involved in this halacha of burning Truma because it came in contact with Eretz Ha'amin. Gemara says, Elo Asu Inu Gozra Gusha Litlos Ba'avira V'loklo. No, now we'll go and say what the chronology was. Yosi v'Yosi were gozer that the clumps of earth, they should be considered tame enough to be tole truma, right? You don't burn it yet. You only were tole it. And the avir was nothing. They didn't make any gzera on the avir of Eretz Yisrael. Asu rabbanim de shmonim shana, the rabbanim of shmonim shana came along, gozer idi v'idi litlos, and they said on both of them, you're only tole. Both on the Gush and on the, what's it called, on the Avir, your Tola. So they added Avir, but they didn't change the Gzeira on the Gush. They left it the way it was. You don't burn, you don't eat, you leave it in limbo. And what's it called, and this, but they added that the same thing applies to the Avir. But also, Ba'usha, and the Rabbanim of Usha came along, and they said, Agusha Lisro, burn the, what's it called, truma, if it touches the clumps, the avir could the koi koi, and they left the avir the way that it was, and avir is only tola. Okay. I don't 100% understand over here one thing. What was the kash over here? Lechora, maybe the original tzakonis were only where it was vadei, the, what's it called, tumas eretz ha'amim. These are on suffix, offer habami eretz ha'amim. Right? In other words, what I would understand is, Sofik offer abom Eretz Ha'amim, you're not sure if this is Eretz Yisrael Dika Earth or Chutz La'aretz Earth. Maybe they weren't gozer on the Sveikos. They didn't say you burn Truma if it's a Sofik. They said if it's for sure Eretz Ha'amim, then you burn Truma. If it's a Sofik Eretz Ha'amim, then maybe you don't burn Truma. You're only Tola. Came along the Rabbanim of Usha, and they said even if it's a Vade Eretz Ha'amim, you burn Truma. Right? That would seem to me the simplest answer. But the Gemara doesn't seem to even consider that. Right? Why did the Gemara assume that the original Takana included Sufik Eretz Ha'amim when it doesn't seem to be that at all? Yeah, yeah, very good. But Lemaisis the Gemara could say that, what's it called? That, even according to Rabbi Yossi, right, what did they say? Sufik, what was the original Gzeira? Yossi ben Yo, right? Gozu Tumal Eretz Ha'amim. But Echanami, Sufik Magon also would only be Tola, according to the first Gezer. Wherever it was a Sufik, you're Tola. The Gezer of Usha was that even where it's a Sufik, whatever the Sufik is, you're sorry. Whatever you learn the Sufik is. No, somebody brought Truma there, or whatever. Or they were Gozer on Truma also, Truma to Rabbanim, but it was all Truma Tmeya. That's why today, if the Truma we take off, is anyway Tomei Mikos. Okay. Okay. Okay, let's see Rashi. Asu inhu yosi v'yosi. And again, if somebody can figure out this Bach, appreciate it. Gozer agusha l'srof, truma hanogas begusha offer, truma that touched the clumps of earth. Va'avira litlos, truma hanichnesis ba'avira, truma that went into the atmosphere, ve'ein dover mafsig ben osayim, and nothing separates between it and the ground. Rashi is learning that the Avir is a din of Ohel. That the reason the Avir became Tamei is because the Tuma from the ground extended upward like a regular Ohel. The Tosis brings down that in the Gemara Nedarim there's a Shaila, whether that's the reason it's Tamei, or it's Tamei because it's in the Avir, even if it's not exposed to the ground. Va'akati agusha lisrof ba'usha gozer. Lamaisa, the fact that you burn Truma, right, on the Gush was already made much later in Usha. Wasn't originally made. They never burned Truma on the clumps of earth before Usha. And again, I'm not sure why, because all we know from Usha is that they burned Truma even on Safek, Eretz Ha'amin, right? We don't raya from here that they never burned Truma before on Vaday Eretz Ha'amin. Al Safek Beis HaPras, Kolomer, Al Sveiko Shel Beis HaPras. Not sure if this is a Beis HaPras. Beis HaPras, the word pras means parus, it's extended, it's a field that's extended either because a grave was lost in this area, or because a grave was plowed into this area. That's an idea of pras. There's other ideas of pras also, why it's called a Beis HaPras. To go truma shenichneses lebeis HaPras, you bring truma into a Beis HaPras, the husada sha'ovet b'kever. Rashi says it's a field that a kever was lost in this field, we don't know where it is. We don't know if the part of the field you went in, if you passed over the kever in your tamei or not. The alsteiko shall afar eretz ha'amin, the chol afar eretz ha'amin, misap kelon bekever shall meis. Ah, okay, this Rashi answers the question. Okay, that Rashi says it doesn't mean, even though the Rashi doesn't, is difficult also, because all the other ones are suffic. Right, but it's fake oshal afar eretz ha'amin means not a suffix whether it's eretz ha'amin, but the suffix of eretz ha'amin. What's a suffix? Why did they make a gzeira on eretz ha'amin? Because they were afraid that there were graves there that weren't marked, or pieces of bodies that weren't marked. So that's called fake oshal afar eretz ha'amin, the suffix that demanded a gzeira on eretz ha'amin. So it's not talking where it's a suffix. But even the Gemara says not like that. The Gemara says Sofik Magon, right? And the Gemara has a whole shayla over here. It's talking about not Sveikon. Mashma, that it's a Sofik whether it is these things. But it could be not. Well, we can learn all of them like Rashi. All of them are Xeros that were made because of a Sofik. The Asveiko so big the Amoritz. The Kula Mesapkilon Shemayoshvale and Ishtonida. Kidishnan big the Amoritz Medrash Leprushim. Same idea, Rashi says. It's not talking about where it's a suffix, whether it's Big Day Amoharis or not. It's Vadeh Amoharis, but the reason they made Xerah Big Day Amoharis is because they're a suffix, whether his wife, who was a Nida, sat on it. So every Amoharis isn't careful that his wife shouldn't, when she's a Nida, shouldn't sit on his clothing. So they made Xerah on all Big Day Amoharis because of this suffix. So it's not talking where it's a suffix. We're sure it's Big Day Amoharis. But the Big Day Amoharis, the Xerah, was made mitan this suffix. So that's called Sveika. That's the sveikus we're talking about. Even though the Gemara is not mashed like that, but the Rashi is clear like that. The al suffik kelim hamitzayim, the lo yadinim tmeim hei. Suffik kelim tzayim means they made a gzeira on all kelim. They just find a kli. You have to consider it tamei. Even though we're not sure if it's tamei or not, they made a gzeira that's considered tamei. Suffik rokin, kol rokin misapkulon dum lezavninu. All rokin were misupik, maybe they're from a zav or not, and therefore, that's called Suffolk Roken. That's the Xerah they made. On all spittle, maybe it came from a Zav. The Al Suffolk may ragle Adam. Hach Suffolk lo domi lahanech. Right? So this is not the same as the other ones. Right? The Le'el. El afilu mesapkelon in may ragle Adam. Here, Rashi says, here's different. Here, even if we're not sure if it's ragle, may ragle b'nei Adam. Right? Im may ragle behema. Deika trace veke lekula. Dim Tim Salomer the Adam Shema Tahar, right? She can neged may ragli behema ravusashmina. The lotema midahani the behema hani nami the behema. Rashi saying over here, it's different than the other ones. It's clear from Rashi. The first ones are not talking if it's a suffake, if it was or it wasn't. And Rashi had to learn like that, otherwise my question is a question. So Rashi answered my question. Right? That's why he had to learn the Gemara not and clearly, because this case is clearly a suffake whether it's urine from a human being or not. Right, unlike the other cases. But you have to learn that the other cases are different, otherwise my kasha is a kasha. Right? So it's muchach, Rashi says, that the Gemara has to be talking not where you're not sure if these things are big de amoritz, or if it's offer from Eretz Ha'amim. It for sure is Eretz Ha'amim. But they made a gzeira because there was a suffix in Eretz Ha'amim, whether there was tumor or not. They made a gzeira because of that suffix. But not it's a suffix whether it's Eretz Ha'amim. That lechara would not be tamei, right? If you're not sure if it's eretz ha'amim or not, you're sure it's eretz ha'amim, but because it's a suffix, whether there's tuma there or not, they made a gzeira that it's tamei. Okay, but this one Rashi says is different, which is difficult. And of all the list, this one, we're not sure if it's urine from a human being, and even if it surely is, it's a suffix whether he's tamei or tahor. But here it's a sex taker. We're not sure whose urine it is. And even, what's it called, so, and maybe it's a behemoth, and even if it's a person, maybe he's tar, still it's coming. Okay? And the chiddush is that even though the other one is surely from behemoth, we don't say this one is for sure from behemoth. This one still remains a suffix. Vadei mago and the suffix tumasan, yodea vadei shenoga behem truma, we know for sure that truma touched it, aval enu yodea im heim tmeim im lav, kin reforish bekulo. We're not sure if they're tummy or not, but they made xera, they consider them tummy. On all of them you burn truma as if they were for sure. Okay? But not that we're not sure if these things are those things or not. That not. Sorfin v'hainu agusha. This is exactly the case that you burn truma if it touched clumps of earth from Eretz Ha'amim, even though the whole din of Eretz Ha'amim is only out of Safek, still you burn the truma. V'usheskinu kamashonim achar churban. This is years after the churban Beis HaMikdash. Ki namrinim b'Rosh Hashanah gabe yud masos nosa shchina. That from 40 years before the churban Beis HaMikdash, the shchina and the Sanhedrin also went, what's it called, from place to place, and one of the stops was Usha, but that was after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, so that is what's it called, let's just go a little bit further, and we'll go with the Iker Sugi of Klei Shchuchis tomorrow. Klei Shchuchis, my time of Gozer, Behu Rabbanan, so he says another Gzeira, that was on glassware, okay, that was another one of the Gzeiras they made, that glassware Shemakabal Tumah. Because the Torah doesn't mention glass. It mentions metal, it mentions klicheres, doesn't mention glass. Why the Rabbanan goes or tumah on klicheres, on glass, on schuchis, right? That if schuchis becomes tummy and truma touches it, then the truma is possible. Amr Yochanan, Amr Shlokish, ho il tchilas briyasim, minachol, since glassware is made from sand, shavinu Rabbanan ke klicheres. So it's not klicheres, because it's made in a different process, right? It's sand that's melted down, made into glass. And klicheres is baked, what's it called, earthenware. Okay, different process completely. But since it's made from sand, people would confuse it with earthenware, right? And therefore they made it like earthenware, klicheres, schuchis. Where it says, elamayata lo tehelam tarav mikvah. That's the case. Earthenware, you can never be, if an earthenware kli becomes tameh, you can't put it into the mikveh, it should become tar. If wood or metal become tameh, you put them in the mikveh, right? If that's, the tumah is only a tumah that needs a mikveh. But klicheres, the only way you can be tar is by breaking it and then re-kilning it or whatever, then it becomes tar, once it's broken. But it can't ever become tar in a mikveh. So if that's the case, if they made kli schuchis, tameh, like klicheres, because of klicheres, then it shouldn't be able to be tahar in a mikveh. Al matnan, and I'll prove to you that you can be matayar kli shuchis in a mikveh. The elu chotzesin bekelim, it's listing here the things that make a chatzitza, right, a separation between the water of the mikveh and the kli, so the tefillah is not good. That's a chatzitza. What things are considered chotzesin bekelim? Hazethes v'hamor b'klischuchis. In klischuchis, it's very smooth, so things don't stick to it. So most things wouldn't be a chatzitza because they're not mamish attached where they prevent the water from coming in. They're just loosely attached in glassware. So the only things that are a chatzitza in glassware is pitch and more. So I don't know what more is, whatever it is. Right? These are things that are sticky, so they stick to the glass. Mashma, that you can be tovel the glass, right? Otherwise, it can't be a chatzitza. If the only way to mitire a glass by breaking it, what's all, you know, your chatzitza? Chatzitza is only legabe tzvila in a mikveh. So it seems that you can be tovel glassware in a mikveh. Tosa says, okay, maybe it's talking not about glassware that became tummy. It's talking about glassware that you're tovel in a mikveh because you bought it from a goy, and it's the tzvila of kalim, new kalim that you buy from a goy, right? Not to be mitire it from tuma, okay? But to what's it called, to be tovel it for kalim of what's it called, that you have to be tovel tefilas kalim. So Tosa says, no, these, what's it called, it's clear that this was talking not about tefilas kalim, that it's talking about what's it called, about tefila mitumah. Okay, because in the same Mishnah is mentioned things that have nothing to do with eating. Tefilas kalim, the guy buying from a goy is only eating utensils. But here's talking about tables and things that you don't eat bechlal and no shaykh to eat. Okay, the case is like this. Kli Shluchis became Tame. And you broke it. You put a hole in it. Okay, that's considered breaking it. A big enough hole, and it was tar. And now you filled up the hole with nettle. So now it's a class Kli with metal filling up the hole. And it goes like Rav Meir. Meir holds that since the only way this Kli can function is because there's metal holding up the whole Kli now is considered like a Kli Mateches. It's considered like a metal Kli. Because he holds that everything goes after the Maimed, the thing that seals the Kli, that makes it functionable. And the Rabbanan argue, they say like that. And it goes according to Rav Meir, who says that what's it called, that now, once you had a glass Kli, and it was Tameh, and you broke it, and you refixed it with metal, and the metal is what holds it together, so now the Kli is considered a Kli of metal, and that's when the Chatzitza would be a problem in this kind of Kli. It's a glass Kli, but it's not really glass anymore. Now it's considered like a metal Kli, so it could be tar in the mikvah, right? And you have to know what kind of things are a Chatzitza or not. Rashi. The Elu Chotzin Legabi Tvila. Hazevis v'hamor garsinim. B'chli schuchis, she'ein chalokim, they're very smooth. They ain't on a makbid al-tit v'dover achra nidbuk. And people aren't makbid on other things that stick to them because they come off right away. And if you're not makbid, niyud of the Kli, that you're not makbid is not chotzeitz b'chlau. Lefisha nofil me'elav, it all falls off by itself. V'hanehu de makbid kituva. But these things stick and people are makbid. The kapid alayu. They ain't chotzal adover a makbid alav. Only things that are chatzitz are things that you're makbid if they're there. If you're not makbid, right, and it's a miyut, she ain't no makbid, it's a little bit, and you're not makbid, then it's not chotzitz. Kigon she nikvo, v'tiro mitoris klicheres. It was tame. You put a hole in it, and that was considered breaking it, and now it's tahar, right, because just like klicheres, shiviraso mitaraso, where klicheres, if you break it, it becomes tahar. The heiti flatocho aver, and you put lead in it. The choshiv lekichli matras. Now it's considered like a metal Kli. The chol kabbalas tumasol mishum aver hamamido. Because now the only reason it's makabal tuma is because you have the metal in the hole. Because if you wouldn't have the metal in the hole, it's broken. A broken Kli is not makabal tuma. Hilkach isle taru nikva. Now it's considered a metal Kli. Now you can be tovel it. And if on the glass part there was these chatzitzas, it's considered a chatzitzah.